I wonder if the distinction between digital native and digital immigrant is a useful one. Firstly, if you're sitting in the audience and you listen to someone saying that to you, I often sit there thinking, well, I can't do anything about this. You're making a distinction or making a point, and really all I suppose I feel is guilty because I can't really do anything about that. I wasn't born at the time when technology was sort of an everyday part of my life, and so I'm supposedly a digital immigrant. So I don't like the distinction because I don't think it's actually saying anything or helping teachers in any way. And I think if also it's tried to encourage us to understand that young people think differently about technology than we do, I think, well, that's obvious anyway. And I think that's just where, you know, it's something that happens in generation to generation for whatever reason. It's just an inevitable part of a new generation coming through and coming to school and learning. And it happened in the 1950s and the 1960s with different things, whether it be records or cassette players or CDs or four tracks or whatever. Eight tracks, I mean. So I don't really know how useful the distinction is. I really don't see the point in the distinction. And I'm also kind of a bit unclear about what it's trying to say anyway, because my there is clearly a distinction to be made. Younger people are normally happier with technology, and they're less afraid of technology, and they're more intuitive about technology, but they're not necessarily intuitive about everything in technology. So they might be very good with their mobile phones, and they might be quite good on Facebook, but it doesn't mean to say that they can naturally do a blog or naturally use Second Life or use Extra Normal. They often need guidance. So I don't think it's such a clear distinction anyway. And there are plenty of digital immigrants who do very well with technology and often have a really strong framework. So they learn about technology in a very different way to young people, and often in a better way. So again, I'm not quite sure how useful the distinction is there. I think also another point is, are digital natives, are we just talking about anyone who can use a computer? So if you were brought up with computers in the 1990s when you were using Windows 95, for example, does that mean that you're still a digital native now that we're using iPods and iPads and touchscreens and using different apps and beginning to use technology in a very different way to the way we originally did with the internet? So does a digital native suddenly become a digital immigrant? So for that reason as well, it worries me. But I think the reason it worries me most is because I think that we're kind of getting away from the core issues when it comes to technology. The reason I embrace technology is that I saw a really strong link between what I thought I understood about language learning, and I've tried to learn, or I've done fairly well in learning a few languages now, and I've been teaching for a long time, and I've got some fairly clear ideas about how I think we learn, and it's something about multiple skills and reading and speaking and vocabulary and doing listening work and doing pronunciation work. It's about developing all your skills, and it's about developing language within a context that makes it understandable, and it's about motivation and processing language and building on what you already learn and linking it to things that you've previously learned. So it's all to do with, I suppose, what we might call today constructivism. And when we've got these discussions going on about things like digital immigrant and digital native, I wonder if sometimes we're deflecting from the real core issues, because there are so many conferences that I go to where the real issues about pedagogy and about using technology because it's underpinning what we understand about language learning, they seem to often have been forgotten. They're not part of a lot of people's discussions, and that's because I think that we're often talking about bigger issues but not necessarily more important issues, big issues like digital native, digital immigrant. And so I think that we really need to bring back the whole technology debate right back into the kind of area of why technology is so important and why it's underpinned by our current understanding of pedagogy. Well, that's my thoughts on the topic anyway.